Well, one of the things that you have to remember is the politics, the small p politics during that period of time, growing out of the 30s, was that farmers were very, very strong in the cooperative movement. And the cooperatives handled about 70, 75% of the grain. So it basically meant that that view prevailed. And the cooperatives then basically were very, very supportive of a Canadian Wheat Board stronger presence from the port forward. They really viewed their role as being from the farm gate to the port. And then the Wheat Board was really the extension of the cooperative system. And within the politics of the day, and this would be my opinion, is that the dominant international player that consolidated its warehouse, its grain warehouses at the time, with I believe the takeover of Federal Grain, was Cargill. And so Cargill had moved into a position of being extremely an extremely important player, whereas none of the other big five had a presence. Dreyfus, Bunge, Continental, and Cook did not have a presence in Canada. Cargill did. And one thing that I have to say, and from all my years with the Canadian Wheat Board, was that Cargill really viewed itself as a partner in the grain industry. It certainly, had its politics that emanated from the head office in the United States and so on. But in the Canadian side, then Cargill tended to view itself as having a comfortable and a strong position in terms of profit making. To some degree, I think that they let the cooperatives take a price leadership role, and then in the same way that UPS, for example, would let the Postal Service satisfy the broad demand, they would take the high profit routes and not upset the apple cart at all. And so you didn't have a strong reaction, I think, from the Cargill on the international side, and as I say, they were the only player. And firms like Parrish and Heimbecker, Pioneer Grain, really became strong partners from the Canadian Wheat Board, because the Canadian Wheat Board had this dominant role where they could basically play certain role in terms of discussing with the state trading organizations that were buying. And when they needed a private partner, then they turned to firms like Parrish and Heimbecker and of course Cargill and so on. And it was a working relationship that I think was always held together by the fact that the farmers through the pools were such strong supporters of the Canadian Wheat Board.